You're listening to Highland Radio Sunday Sports. I'm joined in studio by Danny McGonigal and Cormac Gallagher. Well, suppose, lads, I'm just going to say, committee members, I should say, of the up-and-coming tug-of-war championship that's coming to Letterkenny on the 20th to the 23rd of February. I'm going to speak to you first, Danny. Danny McGonigal. Danny, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sports. You're not a new voice.
No, I'm not, no.
Danny, exciting times for you, because I know you're a pioneer of the sport here in the county, the tug of war. It's one of the minority sports, but in a couple of weeks' time, there's going to be over 500 athletes from around the world taking part in the World Championships. Did you ever think that would come to fruition for you?
Well, not when I started out first. My dream when I started out first was to win an All-Ireland Championships first. And then when the next dream was to win a gold medal. Next dream was to build a clubhouse. Yeah. Any clubhouse in Ireland. There's many clubs, only clubhouse in Ireland. They were all clubhouse. And now the next challenge was the World Championships. So I got word on the 29th April 2016, I got the World Championships for Letterkenny. So I have everybody tortured. Every part of Ireland looking for sponsorship and people to help me in all ways. So that's the way we're at the moment.
And as you say, it's taking part in Letterkenny in the Aura Leisure Centre, we should say as well.
Yes, that's the big centre. Cormac here, I was on to Cormac. Cormac's been with us the last 20 years. I've been with Cormac over to Goar. And Cormac was a big help to help me out at the Aura Centre. And as you know, Highland really helped us on to Goar for years and years. Miles was a big thing. I talked to Miles for years about them door to go wire. Miles knows them more about to go wire than I know. Talking to me.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
And well, suppose I have to admit, I don't know that much now, but I have seen the man sitting beside you, Cormac Gallagher, pulling a rope or two. And suppose, Cormac, there's a great story behind how you got involved with the event and with the club in Clonmany. And you're from Glenswally yourself, but I don't come across too many Glenswally men that actually actively go at this on a weekly basis or monthly basis, but you've broken the trend there. You've gone up to any show, and obviously you've enjoyed it. You're there over 20 years and helping out in the committee capacity now.
That's right, Porrick. Met Danny, invited him with the Clonmany team down to the Churchill Fair over 20 years ago, and we competed against them there. Danny was impressed with the performance we put on. And invited us all down to train with Clonmany. And I suppose basically this is the culmination of all that effort. Myself and a mate of mine, Ardmore Eddie Gallagher, continued through thick and thin through the years. And 4 or 5 years ago, we got gold medals with Clonmany at the previous World Championships. And Danny always kept on to me. He says, if you work with me, he says, we could bring this to Letterkenny. And lo and behold, we have it. Coming up now in 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks' time.
I suppose what people wouldn't realise, it's athletes from all over the world, Danny.
Yes, China and Taiwan. And the Basque, there are 10 Basque teams coming alone for the open clubs. There are the English, the Scotch, the Dutch, all different clubs are coming here to the big thing. The Thursday and Friday is the clubs, which will be a big event.
Yeah.
Because all the clubs are all doubled up with that, you know what I mean? It'll be a very big event. The representing's big, but you're only representing your country. One team will represent their country, which is the open clubs. Every club is at it, you know what I mean? It's unbelievable.
So the Thursday and Friday, it's going to be, it's just clubs from all over the world just going at it, with, you know, and suppose that's bringing the local aspect to it too. Suppose there's going to be huge crowds coming to support.
Huge crowds. Well, we have 60 people. We have an A team and a B team, and we have a girls team and we have a youth team. So that's 60 alone in our club. Talking about the mothers and fathers and the following after that.
Yeah.
So we have a big following at Tagore, and then we have a lot of following outside the. So outside our club, we have the Cairn Donagh Club, we have the Cockhull Club. We have Billy Geary and Maureen Geary down in Killigordon. Maureen's involved in the World Tug of War, Twiff Tug of War. We have Maureen, she's the woman who works in the part. And Billy works outside the scenes, so we have a lot of people.
And suppose, Cormac, in that regard as well, suppose you're local to the Aura, and a lot of logistics, a lot of people coming, so Has to be a lot of organisation too.
There's a big background team of workers to coordinate the whole event. Yeah. As I say, Maureen is a great help to us. She's on the World Turf Association. Billy, her husband, is a big help. We have two lads from the low area, John and Hugh, putting up signs. James McGinley of James McGinley Transport is coordinating all the transport and the accommodation and the hotels. He's the experience and the expertise. You know, he's a great help to us. I want to also mention the Mount Errigal Hotel, the headquarters where the weigh-in is going to take place on the Wednesday. A few others I should mention is Councillor Kieran Brogan has been a big help, and St. Euron's GA Club have given us parking at their clubhouse facilities there for an overspill over the weekend.
And just in that respect, and when you think about it, it is a world championship that's coming, and it's I suppose it's not every day, Danny, that something like this comes to an area.
No, we've been all over the world, Kilmany Club, and we bring it to our own back door now, and that's why I'd like everybody to come to see it, because people didn't realise that there's a team who's training two nights a week up to the nationals, then when it comes to the world, it's three and four nights a week. And the wives and girlfriends, they think we're crazy. And we've a lot of divorces over it, you know. We've a lot of things. I'd be called a ring, but a nice fella.
There'll be a couple of red cards, is that what you're trying to say, Danny?
There's a lot of wives. Would drown me if I got a chance.
But it's that, I suppose, Cormac, it's that passion and hunger that Danny has for the sport and to drive it on and to develop clubs, and you need that passion.
Danny is very inspirational. This has been a vision and a, you know, an ambition of his for years. It really is brilliant to have it in the locality that, you know, there are a lot of small rural parishes that have had small clubs and teams that I'm sure they'll be so delighted to have a world event like this, and they're going to turn out, I'd imagine, in their droves to see this taking place. You know, the sacrifice and the focus of the pullers, it's a minority sport. A lot of people doesn't realise the effort that them men put in. You have men walking about 3 stone under the weight they should be just to get into weight categories, and them, you know, pulling for 4 and 5 minutes per end on a pull, getting a few minutes rest and straight back in again to pull the same again. Teams all over the world, you know, it's a minority sport. People don't realise the sacrifice that's been made by them pullers.
And Danny, I suppose I'm going to bring you in here. And what exactly made you so attracted to the sport whenever you discovered it years and years ago?
I came home from England and I went for a local pull down at home, and I just took to it right away. And Wally Gill and Patrick Noon, they were the coach of Kilmany Club that time. And Angaranti and them were all there at the watching the whole, and Peter Oggy, they're all watching. Scouts, they're watching me pulling, and they asked me what I'd be interested in. And I says, aye, well, if you let me onto the anchor, I'll have a go at it. So that's how it started. I'm at it, son, so I have everybody in the country towards you. The wife for that time was living 10 times a week, now she's down to 5.
there's a bit of a recipe there, Danny, I think. And suppose, Cormac, it's as we say, it's a sport, and we as a county has been well noted. The Sport Awards are next weekend. We're a sporting mad county and country at that as well. And suppose out your way, football is the big sport, as we know, in Glenswally. But do you get many eyebrows raised whenever you mention where you're taking your bag to?
Yeah, well, I was involved in the GA myself when I was younger. Broke a cruciate probably 30 years ago, and it sort of curtailed my involvement. But I was always involved in strongman competitions, tossing the sheave and throwing the 56. Big Joe Kelly out there always encouraged me, and to this day encourages and keeps us all on track. But it worked hand in hand. Quite often some of the GA lads used to come down, and we had a wee outdoor team trained along the river down at Rasheedug there, and some of the lads used to come down and test themselves against us, and it all worked hand in hand.
There was no tears afterwards then. What time is everything kicking off, Danny? I do believe we're going to be down there ourselves as well. I suppose it's starting on the Thursday, on the 20th.
Yeah, the 20th at 9 o'clock. It starts like 9 o'clock in the morning sharp.
And how long does it go on for?
It goes on the whole day to around 6 o'clock.
So is that,
and maybe if there are a lot of entries, it'll maybe go on to 7. And then that night, then Kieran Brogan and Martin McDermott has a reception on for the VIPs, the boys up at the top of the world to go out. And then on Friday, then we have a big whole day pulling again. That'll be over 6 or 7 o'clock. then, and they were down then in the Mount Errigal then. That's where Patsy's going to be there. He's doing the VIPs is going to get up there for the open parade. Then Saturday then is the representative of the Green Jumpers. Saturday's the Green Jumpers. We have two clubs of Clamani representing. We have Mountain View from Dublin or outside Dundalk. And they're representing too. Martin Egan, he's the coach of them. Martin looking after them. And then Sunday night, then we have a all day Sunday. And then Sunday evening, with a farewell party then Sunday night. So there'll be a lot of happy men, there'll be a lot of happy men, and there'll be a lot of sad men.
And hopefully the wives will be there to console
them.
Hopefully
the wives will be there.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. Well, look, lads, thanks for calling and tell us more about it. And it's a huge occasion that's coming to the county and to the Oran Letterkenny on the 20th and the 23rd of February. Looking forward to it. Over 500 athletes there are coming. And no doubt there'll be more on the Highland Radio website about it, all the details as well. And lads, thanks for popping up and having a chat with us. And best of luck now. Another couple of weeks to endeavour to get to that period. And I'm sure it'll be a fantastic success.